Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most sought-after real estate markets in Florida, Longboat Key Condos. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this because Longboat Key is such a unique market. It's not like everywhere else in Sarasota. And a lot of buyers don't really understand what makes it special until they start looking at the actual buildings and pricing.
Right. And that's exactly why I wanted to have you on. So many people think of Sarasota as one big market, but Longboat Key feels different, doesn't it? What sets it apart?
Absolutely. Longboat Key is this barrier island community that has its own character. You've got the Gulf on one side, Sarasota Bay on the other, and it's really become this destination for people who want that premium coastal lifestyle. The condo market there is incredibly diverse. You've got everything from older, more affordable buildings to ultra-luxury towers with amenities that rival anything you'd see in Miami or Naples.
Okay, so when we talk about pricing in Longboat Key, what's the range we're actually looking at? I mean, is this accessible to regular buyers, or are we talking purely luxury territory?
That's a great question because it really spans the spectrum. You can find condos at various price points depending on the building, the location within Longboat Key, and obviously the unit itself. Some of the more established buildings have more moderate pricing, while the newer or more amenity-rich developments command premium prices. And here's the thing, location on the key matters hugely. Are you on the Gulf side or the Bay side? That changes everything in terms of value.
That's such a good point. So you're saying it's not just about the building, it's about where on the island you actually are. Tell me more about that. What should a buyer actually be thinking about when they're looking at different locations?
Well, Gulf-facing properties typically command higher prices because you get those direct water views, the beach access, and that premium experience. Bayside can be more affordable, but still offers beautiful water views and a different kind of lifestyle. Then you've got properties that are more inland, which can be great value if you don't need direct water views. The key is understanding what you're actually paying for and whether it aligns with what you want. And honestly, a lot of first-time condo buyers in Longboat Key don't realize how much the specific building itself affects both price and quality of
life. Oh, wow. Yeah. So the building itself is almost as important as the unit. What should someone be looking at when they're evaluating a specific building? Like, what are the red flags or green flags?
Great question. You want to look at things like the age of the building, the reserve fund status, that's huge because special assessments can blindside buyers, the amenities, and the management. In Longboat Key, you've also got to think about whether the building has been recently renovated or if it's facing major capital improvements. And this ties into something we've talked about before with other Sarasota luxury markets. Amenity-rich properties are really driving buyer decisions right now. People aren't just buying a place to live, they're buying a lifestyle.
That's something I've noticed too. I mean, we've seen master-planned communities across America really shift toward that lifestyle-first approach. Is Longboat Key experiencing that same trend with its condo buildings?
Absolutely. The buildings that are thriving right now are the ones that offer more than just a unit and four walls. We're talking fitness centers, resort-style pools, concierge services, sometimes even private beach access or dedicated beach clubs. Buyers in this market have options, so they're gravitating toward properties that enhance their daily life. It's not just about the square footage anymore.
So if someone's actually ready to make a move and buy in Longboat Key, what's the strategy? Like, what should they actually be doing to position themselves as a buyer?
First, get pre-approved. Know your budget and understand whether you're paying cash or financing. That's actually a huge factor in Longboat Key because we've seen a lot of cash buyers in the luxury segment. Second, work with someone who knows the specific buildings and can help you navigate the nuances. Third, think long-term. What are you really looking for? Are you buying as a primary residence, a second home, or an investment? That changes your whole approach to pricing and which buildings make sense. And finally, don't overlook the due diligence on the building itself. Get a good inspector, review the financials, understand the HOA situation.
That's solid advice. You know, it's interesting because a lot of what you're saying applies across the Sarasota market, but Longboat Key has its own specific dynamics. I think buyers really benefit from understanding not just the market in general, but what makes their specific area unique. David, this has been incredibly helpful. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about Longbow Key because it's such a dynamic market and there's so much opportunity for buyers who really understand what they're looking at. If anyone wants to dive deeper into specific buildings or pricing, that's always my favorite conversation to have.
That's the spirit. Well, folks, if you're thinking about Longboat Key or anywhere else in the Sarasota area, you know where to find us. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore.